Rishus Avi Mori. Just to be makten, I heard some people did not finish yet Sugya of Melicha. But I think since people are having a little bit hard time on some of the basics, and I'll try to stick to the page, I think I can say that somewhere a little bit beforehand, it might help the Inim out to go through it when they spend more time on it today. This Indian is really a hemshech, really, of the Sugya, the idea of the Tal Govar. It's coming from the sugya that we of Tzoyna Chatzoynin. That means Tzoyna, inside Tzoyna, the Lachim is Adocho. The Gemara gets involved with the talk of our. The Gemara has been Mamshul Sugya and said this whole Adocho of Tzoyna is Adocho. The Gemara says only discussing when it's not a case of Mlicho. However, if they get the sugya of Mlicho, then the Maisa have its own parameters and own column. The Gemara brings down when it says if it's not Nechel Machat Molchoy. Nechel machmas molchoy, then echnami had the getter of tzoynim mitzoynim. Otherwise, adocho. Now, where they're coming from, the Gemara brings down from Shmuel. Shmuel says to Melich haru koresayach. Now, we already saw this call is daf tzalik zayin based in Chulin. Over there, it was machlokes Ravina and Rav Acha. Do we say this call of Melich haru koresayach or not? The Maish, it's very clear that we pass kolochem. The Maish like Shmuel Melich koresayach. What is the definition of Melich koresayach? Says Rava, it has to be somebody that's not nechel machmas molchoy. That's the definition. Building upon that, we have now the sugya here of Melicho. Now, Be'etzem, we have the sugya Melicho in Simd, Kofei, Siftes, to the end, till Sifudalid. We spent a week upon it. Negate the sugya of Isser Heter. Over here, we have the sugya Melicho, negate the idea of Bosom Cholov. That means you might think Isser Heter has its parameters and not Bosom Cholov. Kamash one, even though Bosom Cholov Melicho is Durabonon, we know that in Simpe Zain and Sifalib. We'll see again the end of the Simit Rabbanon. Yet, we'll have the same halachas. There won't be any chilchim Isser V'Heter and Bosom Cholov. That's clear why it's two different places. One Isser V'Heter by Teruvais, and one by the Sugya of Bosom Cholov. A third time is really, we should spend at least 2 months on, is a Sugya in Simit Samuk Tes and onwards, how to machshir something. And the Sugya of Melicho, Simit Samuk Tes, you spend Namash a month, and there's Ayin, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel. Shemati, they told me that there is a Berkwitz by the Chasno. And it seemed that I lost, or call it lost, that we're not doing Melicha, and instead we're switching it to Hechsher Kelim. So, Be'ez Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're doing Hechsher Kelim. I didn't tell this to me yet, but that Kach Shumati from Melicha, we're over here. But in the Gate Osif, so we have to try to cover the Sugya Melicha, what it says over here on the page. We cannot cover everything. Of course, the Eilim will spend their own time learning it, as Pashit. You have to learn the Kol Tar Kula. But my sister, stick what says on the page, and the Betzma comes out over here, the 10 separate halachas that says in Sefei. I'd like to stick to what says the 10 halachas over here. First halacha in the Gate to Melicha, we're starting off that Shmuel says, as brought down by Rav explaining, it has to be something that's not Nechel Malchus Molchoy, has Melich HaRiku Reseach. Otherwise, with the halachas, Melich would not have the category of Reseach, be a get of Tzaynim and Tzaynim, Veloch of Adocho. The first question is, what is the definition? How much is something to be considered to be Meliach that's going to have the category of being Masayach, being Hat? That will have this halach over here. The Gemara says, Shloin Nechel Machas Molchoy. You cannot eat it due to the soul. What does that mean? So the Ulam Sotaisvis and the Beis Yosef explains Be'ezim the three separate sheetahs among the Rishonim. The one sheet of Rashi says in the Chulin Daf of your base is Latznia, something you put away to preserve for tons of salt. And that's the level over here when you say, Ein Nechel Machmas Molchoy. Yaakov Yaakov Yisrael, the way how the Torah brings down, has a second malach over here, is something the derech. Something you put in salt to, why? You want to store it, not for a long time, but you want to preserve it to bring it for the derech. That's a little bit less than Rashi's case Latznia. That means first we have Rashi Sugya Latznia, a second malach of Yaakov Yisrael is Lederech. Tosfos has a couple of questions against it. And there we said that's not the definition over here. The definition is Lekedera. Now what it means of Melicha Lekedera, meaning when you have a piece of meat that just gets shechita to it, you have to kashu it. The amount of salt you put on Lekedera, meaning to kashu, that's the definition over here. That means in the hierarchy, the most amount is Rashi Latznia. The second amount of Yaakov Yisrael, he said the loch of here is Nodera. And less than that is Tosfos Shito, which the Beis Yosef says is Rav Yishayim, it's the Rajbo, the Ran, the Ben Yeruchim, the Rosh, the Mordechai, Lissi Yishayim. The loch is Lekedero. Lekedero means the amount of salt you put on to kashrut it. That's first, the three Shitas among the Yishayim, very clear in the Torah.
None of them say how much it is.
The amount that you put on That's very good now. Whether Mosad Einu Bekiyim, that's Gevaldik now, right? That's very, very good. Now that more makes sense. But the Mosad, no, it certainly is different. The amount you have to do to preserve it is certainly a lot more than it is for something that's not for Lutera. A lot more than the case like Lutera, Poshut. You have to make it, preserve it. It takes much more. Aloch Lamaiso, Kamul the Mechaber of the three Shitas, Lamaiso is Machmer. He takes the least amount of these three. You'll get to the more Shita. The Mechaber Shita says the Gedder is the Kedero. And therefore, the whole Pogos of the Bnei Svar, they pass like the Mechaber, the Loch is the Kedero. That means, so the first thing over here, the first Aloch is brought down the Mechaber, what is the definition of Shloy Nechel Machmas Molchoy? The Loch is Lichel Kedero. That's the first. The second thing over here, second point brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that we know that there's a halacha of, by Bishul example, you have heat over there, it's not transferred time right away, till there's a certain amount of time, till it gets yes, let us by Kovish, when you put it inside something inside a liquid, it doesn't happen right away, it takes 24 hours. The question is, by Malicha, how long does it take to transfer time one thing to another? Does it happen miyad, right away? So Malach is lechatchila kor salt, but you have any salt we pass him. We pass him any salt. The better thing is kor salt, correct? The Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Tes being down to use kor salt, but any salt mice works. Medili. Now the question will be over here. The second one, the mechaber, is how long the ksida nichla geder of malicha to make something be maliach. Now to just explain. We do shechita to an animal, whether it's bosser or a case of oif, poultry or meat. Inside is dam. There's blood there. That means min haTorah we have to kashu it, because if you do a case of the dam goes from place to place inside the animal, it comes out the dam is deraisa. If you do bishul to it, with dam bishul do abonim. The maaser we have to kashu get the dam out. How do we get the dam out?
Why is dam bishul not?
So that's Machlokes B'etzim we saw in Reeling Pei Zayin. The Mechaber wrote down the Ram Shitas Deraisa. Where we should pass the Rabbanan. And again, we'll have to listen to Gim Licha to explain why that's so. We pass the Rabbanan. To kasher, there are two ways to kasher. Every piece of meat can kasher either through the act of Mlicha, salting it. What happens, you put salt in the piece of meat and it will draw out blood. Now, if you ever go to a Shlachtoys, by the chickens, the amount of dam that comes out is not too much for the poultry. By the meat, the tons of blood that comes out. The one way is salt. Salt, what does, it draws out the blood. There's no blood left in afterwards. I sometimes get a piece of meat that is some red juice. That's called moil juice. It knocks it down. That's one aspect of the way to kasher it, is putting salt on top of it. A second way of kashering it, is roasting it. Now, it's not too common of doing the act of sli over here. However, by liver, the oilum does sli. That's what oilum does in case of liver.
The meat that you buy.
That's not blood. That's moil. It's juice.
Scientifically, it is blood.
No, it's moil. It's juice. So again, there are two ways to kasher something. Through the case of melicha or the act of sleep. Now, the question is, when you're doing the act of melicha, how long does you have to leave the salt on top of the piece of meat? You put it on, you take it off. How do you go do it? So it's brought down in Simen Samach Tes and Sivov. The Amor is very clear. The amount is the mil. Mil. How long is the mil? Everyone learned the Zmanim, the Bimachlis among the Mepharshim, Rishonim, is the 18 minutes and 22 and a half minutes and 24 minutes. The Maaser are more rights twice, once by Malicha, and once in the Shabbos, and mil is 18 minutes. That's Amor writes 18 minutes. Oh, Kamung the Amor. And the Maaser says, however, the Minig is an hour. Malocha is 18 minutes, but the Minig Maaser is an hour. That means what do you do? You take a piece, you take the chicken, you wash it off. And then you put salt all over it. And we, the chabur, when we did malicha, went to the shlachtois, we washed off, we put tons of salt, and it goes up the hill slowly, took about an hour to get up the hill. And then afterwards, it falls down into the, it does a docha, afterwards, wash off the salt, and it should do it three times. The minig is an hour, however, the locha is 18 minutes. 18. Now, those will say mil is 22 and a half minutes, those will say 24, but the amos is 18 minutes. The question now is, we're saying malicha is kirisayach. What does that mean? Does that mean within the 18 minutes? Or does that mean after the 18 minutes? Biradover. Very simple. In the first 18 minutes, what happens? The salt is hitting the meat and dam is coming out. That means the salt is working very hard. It's sweating away, it's working. That means the first 18 minutes, you can say, Melech Kiresayach. After 18 minutes, what's happening? Nothing. So you can say, after 18 minutes, it's not Melech Kuvasech. It loses its koyach. But Raya, it doesn't work anymore. It stops being part of the dam. It doesn't do anything anymore. We don't use the dam also afterwards. That could be. That's what, first what happens here. That means the first question is maybe the first 18 minutes is Melech Kuvasech, and afterwards. Atzal HaSheni, you can say another way. We know by the case of Kovash, within this man there's nothing till you get to 24 hours. We know by Bishul, within this man there's nothing till you get Yad's lettuce boy. Here also, within 18 minutes, until it gets to the 18th minute, maybe it's nothing. Or Tzana Shlishi, within the 18 minutes and after the 18 minutes is Melech Kuvasech. Three different options over here. What does it mean, Melech Kuvasech, what this man is? So first, come on the Mechaber, and the way the Shach explains the Mechaber, it's not Mephorosh the Mechaber, the Shach starts off quoting the Ran, with quotes on the Beis Yosef. The Ran says, within this man, Lamais it's nothing. Within 18 minutes is nothing. After 18 minutes, like Kovish, after 24 hours, like Bishul, after Yas Lesboi, then it starts transferring. That's the Mechaber Shito. Hagam, you can read the Mechaber, it means both, side within 18 and after 18, that's how the Pre-Chodesh learns. The Mechaber is being Moisef even after 18, but let's go with the Shach's Malach. Within 18 minutes, Lamais says nothing is happening. Negatim Licha to Dam is taking it out. But once it does it for 18 minutes, or time-wise, affecting it, then 18 minutes, Nam Lich Kuvasech, it's like Kovash. It's affecting it, and now after 24 hours, now it's Kovash Kumavoshul. But you need to get to 18 minutes in order to have the effect of Lich Kuvasech. That's the Mechaber Shito.
The
Mechaber inside, no, but the Beis Yosef being down the run, and the Shach explains that's Pshat the Mechaber. Again, the Mechaber is not clear, the Pichodesh says, no, not that way. But the Ran says that. Black, white, Ran. Mem Alpha, Beis, and Kulin, the top. First line, top line.
The Mechaber also says, Kain, the National
Mechaber,
you don't have to wait.
Once you have your salt, you're. There's two things. It's Melech Lekedero. I think what I'm saying was, Shah Kedei Melech Lekedero. You wait that time. And that's Melech Yosef. So sure, you have to wait. Now the question means only or also, but it's only afterwards. The Pasha is getting the Shach starts over right away with the Ran inside nothing. And the Pasha with the Mechaber is like he says in Beis Yosef. No, again, that's one point in the Yochel Nechel is one point. The second point is any Aloch Melech is how long does the salt have to be there? That's a second in over here, second concept over here.
How long would that be?
18 minutes. Mill is 18 minutes. Ramah writes in Licha. Again, it's true, the other man for Mill, but go to Ramah's Mill, he writes 18 minutes. That means the Ilam knows Ben Shmosh is 3/4 of Mill. That's 3.5 minutes. That's Ramah again, Hilchos Shabbos. Same point. Comes along the Ramah on this, and it brings out the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Shach opens up what exactly the story was over here. There's a Maisel, they made for a Simcha over here, there are tons of pieces of meat, and a vaz, and some gisim over here, and after they did the Melicha, then they mixed them all together, top and bottom, and they found that one of these avaz, one of these gisim over here, were treif. So the question was over here, what to go do? Maisel, one thing is treif. Don't know which one over here is. In fact, everything over here. What's the loch in this situation? Now, Shach speaks out, already with after this mile of being perledam. So you can't say the Svara Kitar means Tar to be perledam, but not going to be belayah. It's after this mile already. So what's the loch? It says in Chumas Hadeshen. Once it has to move up and it's Tzarech Mitzvah, the place can say you need both, then you can be Mekel. That's what Mar brings down over here. The Loch is when it's a Tzarech Godel of a has to move up and it's Tzarech Mitzvah, then you can be Mekel after this man, after 18 minutes. Now, Kamal Lashach and his Marach doesn't like this. A bunch of reasons. What really comes out, he points out there are different ways at times doing Melicha. There's something by a piece of meat, what he calls Melicha Rishona Melicha Shnia, meaning by a piece of meat, to kashu it is a melicha rishayna. What do you do? You have to get the dam out, then you wash it off. Once the dam is out, and a couple days later you want to salt it again, that's called melicha shniya. That means the act, the pool they're doing over here is not to get the dam out, it's time to salt it.
Nothing
to kashu, right? That's called melicha shniya. What he calls melicha shniya by boser, negate the cholov is melicha rishayna, he says. That was called melicha. By irokas, that's called melicha. That means he says, he doesn't understand how in the world is the Ramah comparing the sugya of Trumas Hadeshen when he's discussing the sugya of Melicha Rishayna? Yet we over here discussing the sugya of Basa B'Cholav, the sugya of Melicha Shniya. When you get Yerokas is Melicha Rishayna, or B'Cholav is Melicha Rishayna. That means he wants to tie in the two separate Cholokim over here. There's a concept of negated Dam, the concept in general over here. Therefore, it comes out, there's a situation of being Poilet Dam. By Poilet Dam, he wants to tell you that Avada, the first 18 minutes is coming out, it's working over
what
here.
What happens
when you have a shneer? Nothing. You just salt together, meat him on the, and milk together.
So what happened?
Now the question is, the definition of Mlich Vesech, and time-wise, is the same concept of Mlich Vishayna. This Shach has nothing to do with each other. Oh, it explains why. By Dam, since the whole act of salting is according to Gal Dam, so Avad is working the first 18 minutes. That's what it's doing. Afterwards, it could be losing its kayach. But Melech HaShniyah, what's it doing? Nothing. Not getting out Dam, not being pulled anything, and even the juice coming out, nothing. It doesn't count. So what's happening over here? If I care it, after the 18 minutes, Melech Kuresayach. First 18 minutes, you want to know that's nothing really. The both of them is Melech Kuresayach. Question is, when do you say Melech Kuresayach? Do you say it right away or after 18 minutes? And it comes out, the Shach, there will be four cases over here. You have to realize.
Well, if you ask, why is it that by Melech Hashniyah it's not Kuresayach, take 18 minutes also?
Because it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
It has to build up.
It's
doing something. You see, right now, the Chazal said the Melech is doing something right now. We see it's coming out, it's pouring. Again, first let's point out the four cases and go to each case. I mean, you have to realize it can be kosher piece of meat. I was kashed already. You take the piece of meat, put it in your rockers on cheese, and now you do melicha to it. That says the shach is different than the melicha of putting down on it. A little bit here and there, but that's not what the it doesn't dry it out, doesn't do anything really to it. It takes time to really affect it. It'll take time. The info come out, there are four cases over here. Be a case of Melech Rishayna, when within 18 minutes and after 18 minutes, that's two. And this is something called Melech Shnia, or what they call by Yirak, it's by Cholov, which is Melech Rishayna, within 18 minutes and after 18 minutes. According to the Shach, you have to know what the Loch in all four cases are. So first it comes out, by the case to start with Dam, when you want to mash something. Melech Rishayna by the case of Basar. You put salt on top of a piece of meat, and you want Dam to come out. What's the locha in that case? The Shach says, it's working right now. Of course, within 18 minutes, the locha is Melech Kuresayach. That Avad is that way. That's what the Shach says.
Miyad.
Right away. Dam's coming out right away. Right now, Melech Kuresayach. You learn Simon Samach Tes, Melech Sif Yud Ches. The Ramah writes, it's Miyad. The Mechaber, they disagree, but that's Shach. The more Paskin, the Mais, it's Miyad. That's Aleph. Second, what's the locha after this man, after 18 minutes? So come along, this is with Amor and the Truman Tradition, once he has to move a Mokum Mitzvah, can be Michael. The Shach says, no, it could just be Mutter Stamazoi. It lost, it's finished already. It took it all the Dam. After 18 minutes, it lost its Korach, it should be Be'etzem Mutter. However, Avon Bonsu showed him against me, he sent you to my Sirashi, and the Goy says, Smak, and Yvonne, all these things, what exactly that means over there. And therefore, I say, therefore, I'll be serving, we'll go like the Amor, like he said, the Truman's Adesh, and he agrees to it by Melicha Rishayna. After this man, he says, Aloch is going to be Mutter only by Hefsta Meruba, but Mok Mitzvah. Those two things agrees to the Amor. But again, by Melicha Negetadam. However, come along the Shach and says, by the next two cases, the third or fourth case, Melicha Shnia, or what they call Melicha Nat Negeta Hoytias Adam. So first, after the Shia Melicha, what's the Loch in that case? That the Ramah over here says the Loch is, it's been Mutter Mok Mehefsta Meruba, but Tzorech Mitzvah. That the Shach disagrees. He says, no, that's where the argument over here is. He says, what do you mean? What Shaykh is over here? Only when it's being Maitzi Dam affects right away, and after should be nothing. Which the Geti Rokas to Melech Shnia, that he says, it takes time to build up to be Melech Kuresayach. And that he passed Loch Lamaisa should be Osir. Should be Osir. And if a Beik the Pais can go like the Shach, Lamaisa he asks it. Now the question is, what's a Loch by Melech Shnia within this man, within 18 minutes? How do you understand the Shach over there? He left it a little bit ambiguous. The Pashas, the way the Prima Godim and the Chochmah Zalman explain the Shach, they point out, let's read the Shach's first words and last words. He starts off, the Ran says, within this man, there's going to be Mutter, after this man is Osir. At the last line he says, the Ran said, that's Yochid. We don't go like the Ran. That means he's saying, the Ran is saying, within this man, Lamais is Mutter, that's Yochid. That means my Malicha Shnia said the Shach within the Zman, what's Halacha? We also. That means we have four cases over here. The Shach is passing three of the four, the Maisar are Osir. Three of the four Osir, the only one he says to be Mekel, but Mok Me'efzid. And the Tzarech Mitzvah is by Malicha Rishonah by Dam La'acha Zman.
He needs both
Hesed
and
Mitzvah. Yes. The Ramon needs both, and the Shach needs both, and need both.
The Shach is connected
to that. No. It's not coming, not by Melech Rishonah. Only Melech Rishonah is connected to that.
Afterwards,
Melech Rishonah is connected. He asked it. By Melech Rishonah, he asked it totally. Again, the Shach is asking three of the four cases. Melech Rishonah, he asked it totally. Afterwards. The question is, why within this man? That again, the Medaik, the fact he starts over the run and does the run, that's the author. Therefore, we see that even within this man, he wants to ask her. That means again, it comes out there are four cases here. The Shach saying three of the four Lemaisi asses. The only one by Melech Rishonah, which is not our Sugyo, that he wants to matter after this man when to Mok Mehav Sirubel Tzarech Mitzvah. No, that he asks it after this month. That he says Medina is also. That's his kasha. After this month, he asks it. You cannot learn. Again, he says he can't. He says no shaykhis. That's his kasha. One has nothing to do with another. Avad is a building. After this month, Avad is also. The question is, what about if in this month, by Melicha Shnia? Sorry? Even after we ask it,
in the Melicha Shnia,
why? Because after this man, he says the whole point is that it builds, right. And the ik is man is after 18 minutes. That is this man. Oh, that's the question. What happens in this man?
Right.
The shach is not clear, but the fact he starts off with the Ran and said the Ran says in this man's mutter, and the last line he says the Ran's a das yochid. Therefore, the shach. Therefore, the Pimgonim and the Chachmas Odom explain Pshan the Ramah. Within his money, also answers.
Even with these two Tzirufim.
Yeah. Agam, the others, the one that says it's not Pshat, but the Maisa, he says the Ran's a Das Yochid. And says, we don't collect the Ran. He says that. You want to know what the Lamedus is, but that's what he says.
Why do you need those Tzirufim after Eis Malicha?
Because Machlok should show them. Fine. Again, so that's the second point. Again, going through 10 points over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the one point is what is Nechamach Mesmolchay. The second point is the Zman of Nechamach Mesmolchay.
Why is it not clear in the Shah?
What?
Why is it not clear in the Shah?
That was in this man? He's going by Melech Rishonah or Shnia? That's Rishonah. First, what's by Shnia?
What? Or the Mechaber?
Oh, so the Mechaber Grada holds in by, even by Dam, he's making Melech Rishonah. That's the Sugya again, Simas Amtesa Fyudchas. Even by Dam, Melech Rishonah is making this man.
After this man,
he says, no, that's also. That heals. He goes straight, everything.
Not everyone agrees to that.
You mean the Mechaber
is agreeing?
No, he is. Yeshua is saying afterwards be mutter. The Ramchab says afterwards is also. What's Yeshua Imim? What's Yeshua Imim? Read the words Yeshua Imim. Yeshua Imim is mutter. It's also. Fine. The third point over here is when you do Melicha, what sign you have to do Melicha to? So again, you learn some Samuk test on Siv Dal over there. It's brought down the Chachila, you do both sides. If you do Melicha and you go to the Shlach Toys, again, where I went there, they do it on top and the bottom, they actually do it in between also, all around the place. What happens if you only do one side? So the Mechaber says, but the evidence is mutter. And the more brings out, Mok Mehefzid Ruba, you can't be Mekel. If in the get to our situation, Melicha Vaseach, how many sides you have to put the salt on top of it, be Melicha Vaseach. Maisa, over there were Machma and less Mehefzid Ruba, here also be Machma. And say, if I get one side is enough to give a category of Melicha Vaseach. As we know, the definition of ready the moment says Hefsimu can be Mekel Toras Chatz Zakdomer says that's Meikra Din. Therefore, negate us to be a Chumro to be Melicha Lemaisa on one side be Nichl in the category of Melich Kuseich over here. Meikra Din, Melich Kuseich, Meikra Din.
You leave the Hefsimu Ruba taken away.
No. You
leave
the Hefsimu
Ruba to take away Melich Kuseich.
Yes.
Negate to Kashrin. Yeah. Negate to over here. Once you one size, Melech Kuseich.
No,
we'll
it's an Asar. Possible color.
No.
Be Mekel.
No, it can't be Mekel. Again, if you do one side, it's also, the loch, the again, have to move on. He writes that in Siman Samuch Tes. The klal is, that's the halacha. The loch is one side. That's what we pan. If you have to move on, that means that's the halacha. That means the loch is one side. It's only chum being machba do both sides. But well, the loch is, the mice on one side. Now, the fourth point over here is Kamlung Vemor, and it brings down. Now we already said, what is the shir nechel machbas molchay? In a nechel, we have three different shitas: either latznia, lederach, or the case of paskin, the machar paskins is the case of lekdero. Come on, Gamon says, to get to kashuk something, there are again the two ways to mention the kasher: either through the act of mlicha, salting it, or the act of tzli. The act of mlicha, you put tons of salt top and bottom. The act of tzli, medinoi, you do tzli and that's enough. You do not need to put any salt on top of it. However, the loch is brought down in Siman Samuch Tes and onwards. The minute is the maaser, you put salt on top of the piece that we're going to do tzli to, put salt on top of it also. Therefore, there's a way of kashering it. There's melicha to kasher by itself, and there's a melicha that kasher for tzli. That's what it's called. That means, if you want, for example, my brother moved into his house, so it's brought down that I learned a sefer that you're supposed to do shchita at the doors of your new house. Bring chickens over there. So my brother had a bunch of chickens over there. He asked for burkas and buy out Daki Mori. He said no. So he did. Baum came there to shchit the chickens over there. A burkas also. He came. He was there also. And afterwards, he took apart the chickens, showed everyone the intestines, and then he did. He made a barbecue for everybody. So what did he do? He put salt on top of it and made a barbecue. That's what you have to. You have to do salt to make a barbecue. Fascinating.
How long?
Oh. No, how long?
How long
after
they have
salt on? Put it on, and then put it straight on. Now the question over here is how much salt is considered the getter of salt over here? So the words of the Dakim Tshuva brings down the Yad Yehuda, the Baal Shulchan brings down the amount of salt. This is not a drop, that's not enough. It has to be something you margarine, you sense, you taste, I feel it's salty. That means a little bit of salt is not enough. You can't just sprinkle a drop. It has to be something that there's an argosha that you sense what is over here. That's the amount of salt. You taste it. There was salt there. Something that you sense.
On the liver, though. Yeah.
You have to taste it. Now, on this halacha, Kamal V'Amon says, since we're doing melicha of tzli, we lemaisa ainu no bekiyam. We do not know the amount of salt to put on by melicha de kashrut, melicha of tzli, what the chilek is exactly. Therefore, it's true that we pass the kedero, but since ainu no bekiyam, lemaisa halacha lechatchil to machma melicha even for what? Melicha of tzli. That amount, a fourth sheet over here. The sheet of what? A melicha vitzli. Now, his words are toiv lahachmer, let's is b'mokum she'ein hefsimuba. A little bit of an oxymoron over there. Toiv lahachmer, less is a case of not being hefsimuba. The way the Kavachim explains, hefsimuba is mutter for sure. Now, that even hefsimuba, me'ika din is mutter. It's a toiv lahachmer, less is a case of hefsimuba. That means even hefsimuba, even me'ika din kami me'ikal. The ma'isa v'machmel chatchilo. The cholapakas, the mlich who say when even the amount of mlich you put on for the case of tzli.
So, and tzli, you do put on a lot of salt.
We put on that you have to use the sunset, you have to taste it. But not the amount, you go to shlach toys, not the amount they put on for kashering it. The fifth point over here on Sif Hay.
It's only one side, tzli.
That's, I'm moving down one side. The fifth point over here is the sugya of the togavar. That means that's really coming from the sugya of Sofim Davayin Vav. The Gemara brings down, we pass like Shmuel versus Rav. We pass in that what wins out, the bottom thing is hot, will override the thing that's on top, and therefore, but negates the sugya of Bishul Sleeve, being cooler. Mashengi, the bottom thing is cold, but Etzim should not affect it, except Avdemekelo Abolo, therefore you have the sugya of Klipo. Now, this halacha of the Tor Gavar, we know it applies to sugya of Bishul, that's in Kofay of Gimel, the sugya of Tzli, that's also Botan Kofay. What about by the sugya of Melicha? Do they have the parameters, the sugar of the togavar, or not? Meaning, does it make a difference if the bottom one is salty and have its halachas to togavar? Or the top one is salty, and therefore won't have the halachas? Or, no, we're not machal with the ilo gavar to togavar, no difference by melicha, only applies to sugar of bishul and sli. That's the question over here. Come along the mafarshim, the bigna machalik you showed him about this. The Rashba understands, just like by bishul and sli, we have the parameter to togavar, and the hemchuk of the sugyo of togavar leads to the sugyo of melicha. Therefore, apply the same exact category to the sugyo of melicha. Melicha, the bottom thing is salty, will affect the thing on top. Otherwise, it will not affect it. Atzad hasheni, roi v'sheinim, Taisus, the Rosh, the Tor, the Beta Peretz, the Gosis Smak, they come along and disagree. They say, and the way that Achrenu explained it, especially with the Yisod of the Issa Ve'eta Aruch, what is the lumnus of the Tog Gavar? Because how the air rises, one affects the other. Malicha, you put your hand to it to touch it, there's nothing hot. So Malicha has the Din Kuresayach, it's Pele Kuresayach, there's no heat there per se. Therefore, even though you tell me it's the acid and it'll eat something up, but Etzim, there is no heat. There is no heat, should not make a chalik, whether it's the Ta Ila, should not make any difference over here. And therefore, Rav Shanim are not mechalik whether it's the Ta or Ila. That's first of my chalik, Shanim, the Rajbo, Shari Shanim, do we have the concept of the Ta Gavar, Negetim Licha, not? Aleph.
What's the Rajbo on the blood?
He says the Gemara is Mamshech, and they guess Chazal, in and out of Chazal, and it has the same parameters, the same category.
Rather,
the Shita said
that
Pshat
was because it's in its place, not because he rises.
Not Mukhak, because even if you put it down on top, he says, I don't think so. The Maiso, especially if you go like we pass like the Rashba, the Shachlin and the Simon bring down the Rashba. So it's very hard to say that way. Among the places, we read the Mechab over here. The Mechab says, Allah the Maiso go like, Rav Shayim, not Mechab Tin Tito any law. There's no difference, and therefore, either way, it'd be a case of a Klipo. The Bayah, they point out, if you learn Simon Kofei, Sif Yud Aleph, or the Olam will learn Simon Ayin, Sif Dalet, over there, Mechaba says, Mechaba Tin, by the case of Mlichel, Tov Bishli Law. Just like Metzli, my Bishl would say it, who would know on the case of Mlichel, would Mechaba Tin Tov any law? So come along the Shach, and he wants to answer this question, and says, Yishl Chalik, what is the Kimda we're discussing over here? We're discussing a case that is Kochish right now. Shomain is will be the Lachan Sivov. By kochish, by melicha, what's halacha? Klipo. By shaman, what's halacha? By melicha, be kulay, shishim. We the nei ramah, ainu no mekiyim. We're machmir for everything. Ma'aseh by kochish, halacha is klipo. So come down, negate to something that's kochish, will never make a difference if it's ilah or tata. Why? Because what's halacha? If it's tata, or be in the case over here of klipo. If you say that halacha be logavar. Or be a klipa for a different reason. Avinu Mekla, Balei Porto. A klipa for that reason. So either way, it'd be a klipa for two separate reasons. One means the signal of Tato. Tato wins out, it's klipa out Malicho. And in law also will say the law of klipa, why? Adi Mekla, Balei Porto. So by default, it comes out, there's no nafkamina, whether it's law or Tato, when it's kochush. By shaman, will make a difference. That's going to be Simon Kofei, Sefidala. That's Simon Ayin. The Echanami, if the law over here in the case of Shomain, then the law will be only Klipa. To Torah, it will be the case of Shomain, then it will be Kuloi. But what the Mechab over here means, there's no Chilik, we're discussing the case of Kochosh. Now they do have 2 points over here. One is the Shach himself points out, to read the Beis Yosef over here, does not sound that way. Sounds like we're not going through Rashba. Here it sounds like the Shach wants to answer. We are going with the Rashba, except the case over here, by default, the Rashba agrees as Kochosh. It's one Indian. A second point, the Prim Gunna points out, there is a chiluk where the klipa is coming from. Now, we already know the Magar Avram that's brought down by Kiveger and the Pesach Tshuva, that the whole idea of the Mekla Bala, the case of a klipa is only Chumra Baalmo, Masha Eken, the Alocha Mlicha, klipa is Medinoi, to come out, there is a Nafkamino. That means it'll come out from our case of Kochosh. If the Baam thing is Meliach over here, it'll come out, the klipa is Medinoi. And therefore, what's the halacha when you take it, cook with something else, you need shishim or not, be machlik, sif dal, the shach, kivegu, the taz, what the halacha is. Masha enkin, if the top thing is malicha, and the only reason why I'm saying the case of klipas are the mekla, balei porto, then the halacha is klipa, that'd be midin chumra. Midin chumra, what's the halacha of the evid? The mekla can have a case of shishim. That means it's true that the shach thing is no nafkamina, they're both klipa. But the Prim Gadam points out, nafkamina is. The level of the klipa is a midinoi or chumro. The Magavam says if the mekel will be a chumro, mash enkim is a melicha, but then of midinoi. Nafkmina is, but the by case of shishim. That's first a chiddush pshat in the mechaber. It's not sound the way in the Beis Yosef, and mash is a nafkmina. What level of klipa there is?
I'm
not sure you're referring to what shach.
No, that's also you have to still right there.
Still, what's that from there for?
Where does it mean that make
no, it says here. Well, whatever the time is, it could be after this man. Let's say it sat there with salt for an hour. I put this meat and put it on top of something. So now, right now, it's Melech Kuresayach right now. Right away, it's Melech Kuresayach. So it's an assist here for 10 seconds. So at a makla, the thing underneath your balay like balay port to give me a case of a klipa, the cheese will be balay klipa.
But if we're saying that the melach doesn't lose the strand,
it won't lose the strand, right?
So that's trying to say
at a makla. No, that's the definition. Yeah. That's at a makla. Want to say what? It should be even more than that.
Mitinoi. It's no different by melach, but it's always retained.
No, so if you understand the definition of pressure, they certainly agree to, right? What's at a makla? If you go to mahalach of Yoker, pressure, this or that, they still agree. This can go nothing mahalach of the Rashi of Karb, that's a good point. But still, that's the thing over here of the Shach. Maisel, that's first Pshat of Mechaber. For us, the Bnei Ashkenaz, you learn some Kofei, Sit Aleph, the Ramah brings down the Choltim against the Loch over here, the Rashbo, against the Mechaber. And we hold, it's not that way, we hold the Nochelg, whether Iloh or Tata, and either way, the Loch be Klib will be Medinoi. We hold either way, not this way. That means this whole Shtigl Torah, the Shach, is in the Mechaber's world. In the Mechaber, that he has a Chilik in Iloh and Tito, in the case of Kofei, he wants to answer in Chilbini, Kofish, and Shomain. Us, the Meister, we go like Rav Yishayim. There's no Chilik. And if the Loch would not apply this way, it will make no Chilik over here. The Loch is, will always need its parameters, whether the case is, whether it be a case of Shishim and Klipa, because not sure, and the Mekim, but we are not Mechaber, whether it's Iloh or Tito. The sixth point over here in Sefei is a locha of something that's mliach and something that's tafel. Meaning you have two pieces that are touching each other. And a piece of meat is touching a piece of cheese. One's salty, one has no salt to it. It's tafel. So the question over here is, which one is affecting which? Which one, you say they affect each other, only one affects the second one. So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kufi Gimel Oman Aleph is very clear. The Gemara brings down that it's Torah's mliach. If something is kosher is salty, and something is tummy is tuffle, and something is the ister has no salt to it, mutter. Well, bringing down black and white, it's mutter. Meaning via dover, the salty thing affects the thing next to it, and not vice versa. That means first it's simple, we need the Gemara. A piece of meat that's salty affects the thing next to it, but it will not get affected by the thing that's tuffle. Now the question is, how exactly does that mean? Via dover. The simple understanding is that touching one to another. Touching one to another, the mice is the one that's salty affects the thing next to it, not vice versa. That's how Rabbi Shalom go. That's Torah here, from his father was, say about Juman, others. However, there's a Ram brought down with the Beis Yosef, and also by the Shach over here, on Sikon Tezayin, I think. Come on, the Ram, it says, what do you mean? Touching each other. So the fact that Boser is Meliach, it touches the Gevino, that's not Meliach, but now makes that thing Meliach. They're both now salty. They're both salty. They should ask it one to another. I, the Gemara, what?
Is that Shurumil?
She doesn't discuss that. So, or, it could be he's saying that touch it just transfers it. Without the salt, the saltiness transfers. So he said, I, the Gemara, said, my sister, the Gemara said, not the way. The Gemara says that the thing that's tummy, if it's tuffle, we're not asked the other thing. So the Gemara must be, when they're not touching each other, they're away from each other, and the juice that's coming out is touching one to another.
It's only that the cheese is any nechomachosmolfa.
It doesn't get to that level.
How do you get out of
that? The Chor is not getting to that level. But still, he's saying a massive Chiddush. And the Beis Yosef says, Deloy Kiran. The Shach says, the Ran's not though. We don't pass like the Ran. But he's saying a massive Chiddush over here. They have to know. They're saying that the Loch is Dafko, but they're not touching each other. Maybe. And what does it mean they're touching? It means it's Seer, the brine, the juice, and not the pieces itself.
Maybe he's only going
to. Yeah, it doesn't sound like this. It doesn't sound that way. Like he's asking, the milk.
He's asking Shira. Asking
it's the same question. It doesn't really get to being Mliach yet. The cheese didn't get there yet. It is, but it won't get enough to transfer back. It's salty to make the cheese, but it won't be enough to go back to
the
Basar.
It's Seer, but not the
Basar. Right. Correct. That's the understands it. The tzir should be also, yeah, according to this. So the ma'aser comes out first, we have the round shito, the loch is that case they're touching each other, they're both also. Rabbi Shem saying they're touching the thing that's salty affecting next to not vice versa. So first, aloch the ma'aser, by us, and against him, kofei sefiot, come on the machab and he passes aloch the ma'aser like Rabbi Shem, they have to touch each other. If they not touch each other, ma'aser it's mutter, and even if they touch each other, the loch is only the thing that's salty. Will affect the thing next to it and not vice versa. That means that the boss is salty, the gvina will be osir, and not the bosser. The gvina is salty, the boss will be osir, and not the gvina. That's what it means. And the Shachlvi and Sukkot to Zayin sounds like a pasuk like that. Sounds like he went mamash like the Mechaber. However, the Ilum remembers that the Ramah and the Shachlvi being Zayin the Ramah. The Ramah says, we're not going to be Lechatchila go like against Ramah. Mom Hesed will pass against this Ran. Otherwise, Lechatchila will choshish for this Ran Shito. That means the Ramah over here is going to be Machmah for this Ran. Allah is saying that touch each other, both of them can be Osir. Malcolm Hefzel and Maisel be Mekel. What does the word Hefzel mean? So the Shach and Simon Ayin writes, means Hefzel Mubo. The Knesset Gdela said it means a case of Hefzel Mubo. Ogmin, what does Ramon mean? Malcolm Hefzel will be Mekel. What's Hefzel Mubo? And what's Hefzel? I'm not sure there are three levels here, what two levels are. Maisel, we learned Hefzel Mubo, we try to define it in Simon Kofiud. And we try to. Yeah, what the place can say, Hefzel Mubo, who means I call a few words, but Einu Mayara. So the same thing may have similar. Same thing. So come down the gate to the sixth level. What's the lochel? One's lich and one's tuffel. Mechaber and the shach seem to pass in this way. The lochel is that the lich will affect the tuffel and not vice versa. The Mo said it can only make up a mokum hefsid. The seventh thing over here is the concept when we have something that's lich by the case of kochush. That means how much is belay by the case of kochush. Come on with Mechaber. The Mechaber says that the lochel is klipo. Now we learned Rishon more by Riches and Kofei Siv test which Rishon that is it some Rishon out there, it's Ramban, the Iran, where is it coming from? But the Meister Mechab Paskins, Loch is Klipo. The Ramah, as Nosh Kenan point out, the Big Down, the Ramah says, Eino no Bekim, we do not know the difference. And therefore, the Loch is the Sim Kofei Siv test. The Loch is we're always Paskin by Melicho, via the idea is Shishim and Klipo. We're Paskin both Shishim and Klipo. Why? Because by Shomin is Shishim, by Kochosh is Klipo. Since Einu Bekim do Shishim and Klipo. Not only do the Ramah pass in this way, even some of the Meisvah, the Tarkayim passing like this Ramah, Einu Bekim. My suggestion came out, and he learned some Kofes of Tess, even though we're saying the Locha Einu Bekim, we came across five different times that we are Bafi. That means we know there are different levels of Shamin. There's something called a Kochush, Vada Kochush, something that's Srach Shamnunis, something that's case that's Shamin. What's kochish? Breast kochish, matzah's kochish. What's strach shamnunis? You have a piece of meat that's very lean. It's a very lean piece of meat. And then you have the animal's lean, it's not that fatty. And then we have some shamin, a fatty piece of meat, a fatty animal over here. So it came out with Lunsim Kofes of test based upon Kivegir, how the Chanish went, and how the Barashulcha went. It came out if it's kochish, then if it's istrabonon, vada kochish, a matzah. If it's istrabonon, the maisi can be mekel. If it's Isteraisa, Mokum has success. If it's a case of a Srach Shamnunis, it's a piece of meat that's very lean, the animal over here is very lean, then it's a case of Istra Bonum, Behaf Sikzas, he can be Mekel. If it's Isteraisa, Behaf Sibubi can be Mekel. Another case we saw, we can be Mekel. If it's Istra Blua, also we are Bekim between Kochish and Shomin. That means even though we're saying we're not Bekim, the five times are Bekim. If no, if it's Kochish, or if it's Srach Shamnunis, or if it's Istra Blua, we are Bekim. Now, built upon this, come on, Kiyagir, we're saying, Eino Bekim.
Two places, only with and Vade.
So, it's Vade Kochush by Drabonim, Vade Kochush by Dereisa, Svach Shemnus by Drabonim, Svach Shemnus by Dereisa, and Issa. Each one have its together in its halacha. Now, we're saying we have two different times in Anaboki. We're not a Baki, what is Kochush, what is Shomin? I bring you a person, animal in this, and what's Kochush, what's Shomin? I doubt anyone here will know, we're not Bekim. And we have another end of the Mekim. What's Melicha that's Melicha for castering it? Also, let's see what the Gedur is. No one here will know. The question now is, do you take both Chumras pre Machmarin? That means you have a piece of whatever thing over here that's Kochush. You have vegetables that's Kochush. You have bread that's Kochush. The melted Sli, the melted salt of Melicha that's Sli over here. Then you margish it. You tell me the Lochum, Melicha Rasayach. That means, is in the ger really to a person's house? Rav Eisman says, in our house, we don't even have lichel etzli. I'm not exactly sure why. Tell me laughing, you put enough salt, you sense it. The question, does it apply in most of our cases?
It should still be
clean enough. Fine. But is in the ger, is it nothing? Is it nothing, or is it something?
Even if you take away the second Einan Bekim, it's still clean. You're down to one Einan Bekim.
No, it's not Melicha at all.
That's
why?
One. And the second one is it Kulay or Klipa? I mean, even Kofish is a Klipa.
Kofish is a Klipa, won't be Shamein.
So if you have Kevegar, it's at least Klipa.
Then you have Toivla. I hear it. Flammy.
Right? So we still have it in our house.
Still have I hear. Mask. Now, again, you have to know in our house, again, this question we again, the thing that we're salting it, is in Nichol that we mark the salt? Sometimes I think yes. I think my father eats his full of salt, everyone does like so salty. Father, like, Gewaldig, Schmack, ah, he loves it. So most people, I think, when father eats, it's nice, they'll say it's Nichol Geder or Lichol Itzli. You have to develop the taste. I know my father likes hard bread, he leaves it out to make sure it's hard. Certain things you have to develop the taste, mask it. It's a chesaron. You have to eat pritcha, you have to mask it. Certain things you have to learn.
All these cheese that taste salty, you taste salt.
No, that's only salty.
Right.
Yeah, come. So now the question we had, do we say a chumra of kuloi in the case, even the case of kofush? L'maisi kamlum kivegar. And being down, then he wants to tie now. Say in the bikim twice. Not bikim, but limit how much say in the bikim. The maisi wants to be mekel. Echlam will be case of klipa, not case of kuloi. The maisi does end up bringing down the people. God disagrees with him. You know what I'm saying? We're not pucky here, not pucky. The maisi machmer. The case of we have kuloi. This forming it down. The Baal Shulchan said tzorich in ladino. The maisi, the most forming seem to go kivegar. Berkus said go kivegar. The loch is we nichol get of in the bikim. We say once, not case as twice. The eighth point over here, the sugya melicha, is kamul v'mon. It goes back to discussing the locha of something that's tofel and something that's meluach. The meluach affects the thing over here that's tofel. One affects the other. What does that mean? Again, the rabbis are not touching. Others say the case over here, even when it's touching. Kamul v'mon, he says that really there are different kintas that apply this idea of the thing that's meluach will affect the thing that's tofel. There's something called yavesh, something that's called lachluchas sas. Something called salal. Yavish is you have a piece of meat that's dried out completely. Some lachluchas ksas is a double kush, a salt piece of meat that's wet. Cheese has some lachluchas, some wetness to it. Then something that's salal, milk, liquid. That means gvina is lachluchas ksas, and milk is something that's salal. Those are the first three words over here. Again, you have to realize there's yavish, lachluchas ksas, and salal. By kvina, it has some lachluchas and dried out totally. No, any harp, any yellow, any white cheese. It says the shach, even chelav v'hutach is lachluchas kas. He says not, it's melted. What? Cottage cheese also. Anything that's not pour out. What? Shein no, v'hutach. Let's say. No. The word of the shach is. Says Ein Mutach. Let me condone salt. Not Mutach. Maisa, I think the definition will be a thing that Maisa pours is salt. If you don't pour, it won't be salt. Now, first, again, a few words over here. It comes out to realize there can be really five cases over here. Five of them. Four of them are simple. One of them is the Mabuk and the Shach will be reversed, the Torah's Chattas. Let me first, let's make it simple. Yeah, the Basir is Meluach, it's very salty over here. Yeah, the case of the Gvina that's touching over here is Tafel. There's no salt over here. Let's take that simple Kimto, apply to four cases. Basr Meluach with Gvina, Basr is salty, Gvina is Tafel. So first, let's say the Basr is case that is Yavish, it's dried out. You have a piece of meat, you have a salami, you have your meat, that's dried out. What's the loch in that case? The loch is, the place can speak out, Shulchan Aruch says, the loch is over here that do not need, will not affect the Gvina at all. Explain that Chonim why. Once it's dried out, just like you have a piece of meat, they did salt to it. You left it for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour. Then what are you supposed to go do to lose the koyach of the salt? You wash it off. You wash it off, you do adacha, lose the koyach of the salt. That's the facts. Same thing says the paiskim. When it dries out, it's a raya that it lost the koyach of the salt. That's dry, vaposak the koyach of the salt. So first, you have a basa that's meluach, very salty. But it's dry, it's a raya that the salt lost its koyach already. And then we touch the gvina. What's halacha? Adocha ba'alma.
And the gvina doesn't have to be yavish.
No. Gvina, cheese. Any cheese, whatever type of cheese you want. The bus is yavish. It's lost the koich of the melicha. It's gone. It's like being washed off. Aleph. A second case. You have a case of bus meluach that has lachluchas to it. However, the gvina now is dried out. The gvina is dry. What's the halacha in that case? That's right, halacha. Of a meluach touches a tafel, the gvina will leave the loch of shishim, or aser, or klipa, whatever the kimta is, Masha Enki, the Basar, is Tafel touching that, the Maisi Motu with that Dachal. A third of Kimto, let's say that they're both over here, at Lachluchis Tzas, side the Basar and side the Gvino. What's the Loch in that case? Also, it's a regular case of Basar Loch touching the Gvino. The Basar will ask the Gvino, and the Gvino will not ask the Basar. A fourth case, A fourth case, you have boss that's mulochin inside milk, a liquid over here, tzol over here. So that's where we come along, we say a chiddush over here. The boss that's mulochin is milk that's not mulochin. So first, the boss is hitting the milk, avada what's halacha? The milk, nishishim. That's boshit. What about the milk now affecting the boss? He's telling me it's tafel. You might think if it's tafel, the boss is nida docho. K'mash mon the loch over here, since it's surrounded inside the milk, and this thing is mulochin, come along over here, the Ramah says, therefore both of them need shishim. If it's solo, both need shishim. Those are the first four cases that are very simple, everyone seems to agree. One of them is not really the Shulchan Aruch, but that's four simple cases. The fifth case, where they come along the Shach, it says, what about if I carry? We have a case of a liquid. And again, the Ramah is saying very simple, you have boss and smluch, instead of liquid, both are asar. Even though the milk over here is not is a case of tafel, what about if I carry? The boss is inside the milk, but the milk over here is the mloch, and the bus is the tafel. What's the loch in that case? What?
Is it dry or
it's... Yeah, it's inside. Whatever you want.
It makes a difference, because salami would be... Salami and milk would not have that difference.
No, salami and milk.
The doctor said there are a lot of sass, only the Camry.
No, but inside milk. Okay, that's the shach over here. You read the shach? That's the shach that's going to design. What about when you have basar inside milk, and the milk is mloch? So what are the basar... Avada, that's also. That's poshut. Because again, the mluach affects the tafel. What about for carrot? Does the basar that's tafel inside the milk affect the mluach over here? That is where the shach brings down the Torah's chatas. And the Maaseh says to you, Michael, the shach brings down the list of Rishonim and gets involved with, especially with the ram, the lach where they're touching one to another, they both have a get the mluach. Therefore, he was mitzadid. The mice to be machmir, especially with the tzir for the ran over here, gami ends of tzarchin, but the mice the chavadas, the pimganim said to be machmir both ways. That not only is the boser osir, even the chav the mice is osir. That means again, it comes out, we have four or five cases over here. Four of them are simple. The last case of the shach, when it's inside liquid, does the boser affect the chav when the chav itself is mloch and not the boser? That's when the ramah and Torah's chatz wants to be mekel. Mash enki in the shach, the mitzvah to be machmir. Bibitziv, certainly we have the sheet of the Ran, they're touching each other, anyway they're both also. And this is what he throws in the Ran, which he writes, I did not pass like Iran, but he up mitzar from the Chumro. The ninth point over here, the Sugya Melicha, is we're discussing something that's Meluach. What is the Gedda of something being Meluach over here? So really the Mechaba has two things, and they're both those in the third point. One is, says the Mechaba, is something that's Yavish, it's not Meluach anymore, it's Aleph. The second thing he says, let's say right now it's lachluchis, it's wet, but not machmas l'mlicha. The be'etzem is dry. However, something else made it wet over here, then also nichl negeder of being yavish l'gamri, and also nichl negeder being meluach over here, or not affecting the thing next to it. Now the marmok for this mechaber, if you look in the Beis Yosef, is the Gosh Ha'adura. The Megira, the Magia over here brings down, look at the Gosh Ha'adura, it's the Chorus saying the opposite way around. And you, the Mepharshim bring down, look at the Pitoria, wants to answer it. Or others from want to answer this question of Sharpino. But the Maaseh, that's the Mechaber where it says 2 points. It's Yavish, or Yavish by itself. Something else over here is Nichol and Geda being dry and being a case of Tafel. A third case comes on Gramon and says something that is Seer that's coming out from this thing over here, even though it's not Nefel, Bosh Nimlach, I feel Loy Nimlach Rachlitzli, still has Geda that Seer, it be Geda Nichkurasayach. That means you'll have a different category over here, the case of Tzir. Tzir is nichl together a nechel machmas molchoy. That means every time Tzir comes out, again the mount that you put it in is only for Tzli, and not for Gedera, still has a category, the Tzir of nechel machmas molchoy. It's more powerful than I have its halachos. The last point over here, the 10th point in the Sifrei, is m'licha negeit to Kli. That means until now, discussing the first 9 cases, m'licha negeit to Eichel, coming in, going out, back and forth, bosa b'cholov. What's the lacha m'licha negeit to kli? So you have to realize negeit to kelim, there's something going inside the kli and going out of the kli. Over here we're discussing m'licha to ask the kli, to go inside the kli. That means we know by Bishul it goes inside the Kli fully. By Kli Sheni, maybe it goes in fully, maybe a Klipo, maybe nothing. By Kovish, how much does it go inside? We know it's Machlokes Shach and Taz. Making the place go like the Shach and Tzimtam Ches, goes in Kuloi. Taz won't say it goes in Klipo. By Melicha, how much does it go inside the Kli? You have the piece of meat that's Isser, or it's Fleishix, and you do Melicha to it. How much does it go inside the Kli? Come on, Gamon, and all the place can go. The Locha is, it goes inside only a Klipo. That means again, by Kovish, the Shach is Machmetz Kuloi. By the case of Melicha, it only goes inside the Klipo. Therefore, the amount that comes out, you only need Shishim versus the Klipo. It only goes inside the Klipo. Now, build upon this, we'll get to Simon Tov and Aleph and Agolah, and this man over here, can we cash with the case of Iroi? Because we know the Loch is, Iroi is Klipo. So maybe Iroi is enough to cash with, the person will say, not the way to get to Sugim Licho, but Maisa, the math goes in only in case of Klipo. What about how much comes out? Now, let's say we Kli Isser, that was Blei Kuloi. Now you have a kosher piece of meat, you do Melicha on top of it, and it's going to come out from this Kli Isser over here. How much does it come out? Does it come out? So that mice is not our sugya. That's really Simon Kofei, Sifyud Beis, and Sifyud Gimel. Over there coming out, we really have two different akimtas over there. One is the thing that you're salting over here is a case of lach. One is a case of salting over here that's a case of yavish. The gay one is a case of lach. Lachatchilu, you should not do it. However, the mechav, the amor, are mekel b'dievet. When the case of yavish, the mechav is like muti milchatchilu. The amor says, mach metov lebracho. The story is, why is it multiple? What's the chilk, whether it's going in or going out? What's the svar to mechalik? Svar is very simple, says Achrayim. What's a lacha when something is tuffle? Does it affect the thing next to it? No, the kli is tuffle. The kli that Achrayim point out is besim tuffle. So that means that meluach affects the thing. When it wants to solve something and affect the isser, the boss wants to affect the kli, go inside the kli, klipa. But now that you have the kli over here, the kli is a tuffle. No, it doesn't taste. It's a tuffle over here. It's a bli, it's a tam. But it's not a salty piece of a kli over here. Therefore, to ask the food, it cannot ask her. To do lechet chilo by lach, but not. But yovish even a machmet ala bracha, but can never ask the thing next to it. That means you're discussing the lacha of mlich le kli. Over here, we're discussing going inside the kli. That's klipa. Going out, that we will not say. Well, those are the 10 points over here in Sefei. It's Sefov.
What's
doing? Oh, no, he says over here to cashew it.
Right.
It's not the loch is negate to cashewing it. You have to cashew it. You go in the klipa, klichar to cashew. You have to break it. You take off the klipa.
That's what we would do in the klipa.
Yeah, he says only go in the klipa, you take off the klipa.
You could do it.
You can take off the klipa. It only goes in the klipa, so that's taking away the issa. It's not cashewing this, it's taking away the issa. You can take away this, or you can kasher this, or you peel off the klipa. Let's say a thick pot, you can take off a klipa. If you can do that, you can't. But Sifov over here really comes out to Mechab is really 2 points. One is this is where we see we discuss something is the Isra Shamein. It's different than Isra Kachash, which Kachash is klipa. When it's Shamein, the loch is the case of Shishim. Over here, the Amos says, "Ain the command simukol fei," and the Shach says, it meaning to say that we paskin is no chilik whether it's kafesh or shamein. The loch is always shishim in the case of klipa. It's aleph. The second thing in Sifov, he's saying a chiddush over here, the sugya of mefafeya. That means you have a case over here where the heter is shamein and the iser is kafesh. With the heter shamein mefafeya, to pitum to the thing that is kafesh, the iser make it shamein and now go back inside the thing that's heter. That means Be'etzem Kochosh only asks Klipo. Shomin asks Kuloi. Over here, the Isser is Kochosh. And the Isser wants to affect the Heter over here. With the Heter be Mefatim, the Isser, make the Heter be Shomin. Now, affect back to the case over here that is the Heter and make it the case of Shishim. So, everyone who learned Kofei know it's brought down this question of Isser Mefatim, the Heter by Kochosh 3 different times. Sign Kofei Sefei, sign Sef Zayin, sign Sef Tes. One by the case of Isser of Sli, second time Isser of Lua, and third time by the case of Melichol. Aloch Lamaisa, how do we paskin over there? And the Machab Tzadish Tosli, he asks him all three. He says, Sai by Isser of Lua, he wants to be Machmer, come left a little bit out. By the case of Sli, and by Melichol Lamaisa, he wants to be Machmer. The Shomin will fatten the Heter, and now the Heter together of Shomin and Astakuloi. The Maisa the Taz, over there on Sefer, he brings down and says, it's Toy Sefer. Anyone says he's making a mistake over here, and Maisa he matches all of them. The Taz will ask over there. The shachal and the nekuas hakesed want to mechamti in the case of tzli and by case of mlicha. By tzli, he wanted to agree that echnami one will affect the other. As the chaim and the ish will make him be mfatu one to another. Mash enki not by the case of mlicha. The divah comes out, but ikin the pashkim argument sefav. I mean, the sign of shachal side of the taz argue for two different reasons. Taz argues the whole thing in kolli is only by mlicha we apply, only by reicha we apply this concept. Not negate tzli mlicha is a law. And the Shach says we apply it sometimes, but not by the case of Melicho. That means this halacha and sevav that shamin is shishim. That's true, but when the shamin of the heter shamin to affect the issa, that's kochlish. That sign the Shach and sign the Taz lemaisa disagree with. It will not go with this halacha over here.
Shach agreeing when they're both malach. The mechalak was over there for both malach. One of them is.
It will not affect one to the other, as far as I remember. In the Kuzik Esav, again, the Shach they did not say, but the Kuzik Esav he says. Says Echnam Mlichel wants to argue this halach over here and say it does not apply. Fine, I'll try to explain what it says in the mice on the page, but next time we'll finish off the seminar we are at Slacharabah.